Pittsburgh. We take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, everyone. It is good to be here together today. Thanks all for praying for and sending good wishes to me last week when I was not able to be here with you. I am not testing positive anymore. And mostly have my voice back. And only got a little bit tired walking over from the house. So, it's good to see you all. A few announcements before we get started. Our liturgist today is Rose. Our radio sponsor is Emily Fuchs in honor of Beale Fuchs' birthday, which is today. If you'd like to sponsor a radio program, they are $90, and there are a number of dates coming, and there are people who really do listen to this, and it's important for them, so it's a lovely way to help out. Our open and affirming committee, Love Thy Neighbor, welcomes you to come after church on October 13th for a workshop. It'll be on letter writing as advocacy. So you don't have to write a letter then, but it'll be about how to identify an issue you care about and reach out to someone in charge. Supplies will be provided if you want to do some drafts. And Shirley Kilter and Shirley Lendved, our Shirleys, will be leading. The Sauk Prairie Against Hunger PAC event is at Grand Avenue Elementary, and we have a table, so we need a bunch of people to come help, Thursday, October 24th, 6:30 p.m., and there's a sign-up. Also, volunteers needed to deliver mobile meals at the end of this month, early into next month, also a sign-up. Our UCC, our first UCC welcome statement here. Love Jesus with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. First UCC is an open and affirming congregation. We strive to foster loving and caring relationships in our church and community as we welcome and value all people, whoever you are, however you identify, whomever you love, whatever your story. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome as you are here at First United Church of Christ, Sauk City. Let's take a few moments of silence and turn our hearts and our minds to love of God, love of neighbor, love of self. And let it out. Breathe in love. Breathe out peace. Breathe in love. Breathe out peace.
Good morning. If you are able, please stand while we join together in our call to worship, either in your bulletin or on the screen. It's quite lengthy, Pastor Jennifer. Gracious God, we dream of a world free of poverty and oppression, a world free of vengeance and violence. We pray for the peace of Israel and Palestine. Loving God, hear our prayers. When we despair for victims of war and oppression, help us remember you healed people. Give us faith in the possibility of healing. When the injustices of the world seem too much, help us remember that you fed 5,000 with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And give us hope that what we have to offer will be enough too.
Loving God,
when fear of the power and opinions of others tempt us not to speak for the least among us, help us remember you turned over tables. And give us courage to risk following. When we fill with anger at those who are violent and oppressive, help us remember you prayed for those who killed you, and help us pray for enemies too. When we think we have given all we can to bring peace to the world, help us remember how much you gave and how you long for peace. Walk with us, Holy One, as we answer your call to be peacemakers. Increase our compassion, generosity, hospitality for the least of your children. Give us courage, patience, serenity, self-honesty, and gentleness of spirit needed in a world filled with turmoil and hurt. Loving God, hear our prayers. Please remain standing while we sing our opening hymn, number 478 in our New Century hymnal, I've Got Peace Like a River.
Faith like an anchor, I've got faith.
We're going to have to work on our motions, everybody. Don't miss an opportunity to dance. And let us pray. Holy One, often we forget that true peace is the presence of justice. We want the oppressed to be quiet, mistaking lack of conflict for presence of peace. Help us believe in and long for shalom, peace where all are beloved and have enough. God's promise, planted deep in our hearts, in our souls, is longing for peace and for justice. The world tells us that they are impossible. God whispers to us that we can help create them, for which we all say, thanks be to God.
Your voice as the Lord is near. Lift up your voice as the Lord is near.
Without exception, everyone is welcome at this table. If you are hungry, even just curious, come and eat. We call Jesus the Prince of Peace. One of the most important places where he made peace was at the table. A table where he said to everyone, come, be fed. Be loved. Be in community. You are wanted. You are welcome. You are loved. On his last night, he sat with friends at table. He took bread. He blessed it, and he broke the loaf of bread. And he said, Eat and remember who you are. Remember how you are loved. Remember how you are to love others. Remember this table and create other tables like it where there is peace. He took a cup of wine and he blessed and poured wine and said, drink and remember a new covenant where you love, where you are loved. Remember this new covenant each time you drink. Remember to gather with others and be fed and feed them. Make more tables of peace and love. Holy Spirit, pour out your gifts, gifts of peace and love and kindness in this table, this meal, all these people who partake, whether in person or joining us online. Help us to be peacemakers. In your name we pray. Amen.
bread of life broken for you. The bread of life broken for you. Broken for you.
God of peace. We ask that what we have been fed with today, this meal, this company, this community, the word, may it inspire us. May it breathe inspiration, belief in peace into us and help us act. Help us love. In your name we pray, amen. And now we have some kids' time. Would our kiddos like to come up? The big ones and teenagers and whoever can come too if they would like. And moms, grandmas, pops, whoever are welcome to come as well. There's room. There's room for all. There's always room for Spider-Man. Hi, everybody. It is good to be with you. I missed you all last week. I brought a book today. It's okay if you want to go back and sit too. This book is just called Peace. I know some of you are too big to... Actually, nobody's too big to listen to a book. Books are always good. And this one has some cool pictures. It was written by somebody named Baptiste Paul and Miranda Paul. They're from a country called Mozambique. It went through a war for some years, and a lot of people died, had to flee. A lot of animals were killed too. So in this book are pictures of some of the animals from Mozambique and animals around the world that represent peace. Peace is a hello, a smile, a hug. Hi, come on. Or don't. Peace can be bold or quiet and snug. Can everybody see? We've got a fox and some bunnies. And bees and a dove. Yep, all kinds of. I'm not sure what that is. Peace is pronouncing your friend's name correctly. Here are cranes. Peace means we talk to each other directly. Koala bears. And the dove again. Got a lot of doves. Peace can begin with a laugh and a wave and grow into actions remarkably brave. Got fish and penguins. That is a big fish with sharp teeth, but all the little fish that look like a big fish. See that? All the little fish look like a big fish. When little fish are together. Little people, few people, they can make a difference. Peace comes from giving more than you take. It's something we work toward. It's something we make. All right, kitties, dove, dog, horse, lots of animals. I have a dog at home. Some of you have kitties? Oh my gosh. Some of you have a lot of kitties. You like dogs or cats? Or both? That's a good answer. Peace is on purpose. Peace is a choice. Peace lets the smallest of us have a voice. Butterflies and another dove. Maybe it is the same dove. Maybe it's flying through all the pages. I know it's hard for some of you to see. Peace follows I'm sorry, can let differences live. It spreads and it strengthens when hearts can forgive. Panda bears, monkey,
bees, and our dove. I am fond of pandas. Pandas are cute. Peace is a pillow that softens our sleep. Zebra, kitty, lion, dove. Meow. There's the dove up in the corner. Meow. Peace pulls us through darkness or up from the deep. There's an owl and a bear, kitty, and a dove. We have a dove on every page. Why do you think that is? Yeah. Peace is old like the stars and new as birth. There's a dove and babies, kittens, a cat with kittens. Kittens are very cute. I am allergic to cats, but kittens are very cute. And if we embrace it, peace cradles the earth. There's all of our animals. All of our animals. Ah, I don't see the fish. Okay. Can you help me? And there's all our kids, all our people. Yep, his kids. Kids help make peace. Can you do that? At school, at church, at home? All right. And one more little thing. Thought it would be fun to try some words for peace. In English, we say peace. In German, we say Friede. Everybody? Friede. You're part of everybody, too. French. Paix. Paix. Farsi, which is from Iran, it's Persian. They say Ashti. Ashti. Arabic? Salam. 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 In Lakota, that's one of our native languages. Wo Lakota. I've got a few more. We don't have to do all of them. Japanese. Heiwa. Heiwa. In Russian, it's Mir. Mir. I did not pronounce that at all correctly, even though I listened to it a bunch of times. Mir. In Spanish, they say paz. Paz. All right. We'll do one more. Swahili, that's in Africa. Zaire, Kenya, they say amani. 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 All right, let's pray. Holy God, bless these kids. Bless all the kids in our lives and in our hearts. May they grow in wisdom and faith, love of you, love of neighbor. May they be peacemakers wherever they go. May they know that they are precious. In your name we pray, amen. All right. Now you're going to go to Sunday school with Mrs. McFarland. Use your walking feet. It did that yesterday. Truly thought that that was a futile attempt last fall to bring an annual mum back for another year. But that's partly what this song is about. It's about faith. That things will come back. Things will spring back in the spring. And so please enjoy. In the bulb, there is a flower.
Tree.
Today's epistle reading is from the book of James, chapter 3, verse 13 and 17 through chapter 4, 3, and 8. Who is wise and understandable among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. The wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from the cravings that are at war within you? You want something, and you do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Our Now Testament is a Just Peace Church. Just peacemaking expresses our commitment to engage practices to resolve conflict at every level in ourselves, in our families, in our communities, and in our world, without violence whenever possible. When it is not possible, to then restrain, contain, and reduce violence, and finally, to work actively to bring it a swift, sustainable, and just conclusion. The power of the Just Peace Movement is that it does not simply respond to violence and sources of conflict like inequality and exclusion, but it works to address these challenges at their roots by changing the structures that give rise to conflict and injustice. It is highly active response to the ever-changing nature of conflict and injustice, most fitting for the Christian church following Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace.
Our gospel reading today is Mark chapter 9, verses 30 to 37. They went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. In 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying, and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be the last of all, and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it into his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Dear Dear ones, today we are observing Just Peace Sunday. It's in the national UCC calendar and the international calendar. It's the Sunday closest to United Nations International Day of Peace. It was established in 1981. And the UN said, peace is not only the absence of conflict, but also requires a positive, dynamic, participatory process where dialogue is encouraged and conflicts are solved in a spirit of mutual understanding and cooperation. And we observe it in the UCC because we are a justice-doing, peace-loving church. In 1995, the 15th General Synod of the UCC resolved to become a just peace church and called on congregations and associations and conferences to become just peace. It's an official designation in the UCC, like open and affirming. When a congregation declares that it will commit itself to peacemaking. The Synod affirmed just peace as a vision of shalom, linking peace and justice. In 2015, the 30th General Synod, synods are fun, reaffirmed that commitment to be a force for peace in the world. They said peace means having basic human rights, including access to food and clean water, adequate health care, decent housing, meaningful employment, basic education, participation in community decision making and the political process, freedom of worship, protection from torture, keeping families together, protection of rights without regard to race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, national origin. You may have heard a quote, "If you want peace, work for justice." I can't tell you who originally said it because it has been attributed to Martin Luther King Jr. and Gandhi and Pope Paul VI. But it's important, the connection between peace and justice. A reading from the letter of James today addresses that a little bit. We've been hearing from James for a few weeks. James, not the apostle, but the brother of Jesus, leader of the Christian community in Jerusalem after Jesus' death. He was, at the time, perhaps the most important leader, certainly up there with Peter, probably more than Paul. And he wrote, "What good does it say, eat well? What good does it do to say, eat well, to a hungry person? What good does it do to say, stay warm and dry, to somebody who has no coat?" We can extrapolate that. What good does it do to say thoughts and prayers to those who are mourning? What good does it do to say, yeah, racism is bad, but kneeling for the flag, that's bad too? What good does it do to talk about children being killed without addressing guns? I'm not trying to take away all the guns. And we can do better. What good does it do to say, peace be with you, as we do at church all the time, and not address causes of injustice? Peace isn't just absence of conflict. It is the presence of love and compassion for all creation. Peace isn't just an absence. Peace is a presence. It's the presence of love, of inclusion, of understanding. So James today talks about wisdom that is pure. It is peaceable. It is gentle and willing to yield. It is full of mercy and good fruits. He says the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And he goes on to say, the conflicts and disputes among you, don't they come from cravings at war within you? You want something and don't have it, so you commit murder and engage in dispute and conflict. Now, James was writing to the Christian community in Jerusalem. They were not murdering each other, so they could be chairs of committees. They were not murdering each other. And you've also heard a saying, if you want peace among others, first make peace within yourself. He was talking about a macro level change, which could only come with a whole lot of micro level changes. Society is not going to address climate change until a whole bunch of people get serious about it. It won't demand peace until a whole bunch of people really care about peace. That's why Jesus was so adamant with those disciples who were arguing over who is greatest. He said, I'm going to die. And then they start to say, well, you know, I'm better than you. He likes me more. That was missing the message. But also this discussion, who's the greatest, that goes nowhere good. What are the fruits of wanting to be biggest and best? It's not peace. Empire wants to be biggest and best. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote about cheap grace. Cheap grace is grace without requiring repentance, baptism without discipline, communion without confession. It is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus. He was a Protestant pastor in Germany in the 1940s. He resisted the Nazis and spoke out. He was accused of being political and then arrested and killed. He said that the church must not simply bandage the victims under the wheel, but jam a spoke into the wheel itself. The church had to make peace, not just take care of the wounded. Thomas Merton, writing about the Beatitudes, says, blessed are the peacemakers does not mean blessed are they who are endowed with a tranquil natural temperament, who are not easily moved to anger, who are always quiet and obedient, who do not naturally resist. He said it doesn't mean blessed are they who are passively submitting without protest to unjust oppression. He said, blessed are peacemakers. Blessed are those who actively create peace. Peace means not accepting injustice, not sitting on the sidelines. Peace takes work. It might be the most difficult thing there is. It's not passivity, not looking at the status quo and saying, eh, okay. It's looking around, seeing injustice, seeing who is hurt, seeing where we lie to ourselves, seeing what gets in the way of our relationship with God, individually, as a church community, as a nation. God is peace. We know this. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, says over and over, my peace I give to you. My peace, the peace of God, the peace of love and justice, that peace I give to you. not just be quiet, not just I'm not going to punch you in the face right now. My peace. Peace is right relationship. Peace is presence. It is active. Terence J. Wren wrote a book called Jesus Christ Peacemaker, A New Theology of Peace. And he said, Jesus not only rejected violence as a personal option, he fought structural violence. The Hebrew word shalom we translate as peace almost all the time, but it means more. It means wholeness, harmony, completeness. It is a name for God. Peace, where everyone can flourish. God is peace, but God is not cheap peace. God is love, and it's not easy. Violence is pretty easy. Peace is hard. Love is simple, but it is hard. We have peace to create. Jesus is peace. Amen. Our hymn is 591 in the hymnal. This is my song. With God and our community. Any prayers to share today?
I would like us to remember Carol Crow, who had surgery and is going through recovery. There's a card in back. Also, Larry Johnson in his recovery, that it goes smoothly and it's going to be long. And of course, Harlan Hartman. who's at the nursing home in, I believe, Wanakee.
Hold in our hearts. Holy God, we pray for members of this community, for Carol, for Larry, for Harland. We pray for healing and wellness. And for all others in need. Let us pray as Jesus taught us. The words here are from Holy Wisdom Monastery in Madison. You can use whatever words are comfortable. Holy One, our only home, blessed be your name. Your will be done here as in heaven. Feed us today and forgive us as we forgive each other. Do not forsake us at the test, but deliver us from evil. For the glory, the power, and the mercy are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ.